Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onale Dini. Union Minister of State for Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, Nimu Benja and Dibai Bambania, said the centre is placing special emphasis on the development of the northeastern states. Addressing a press briefing in Chumagedima yesterday, at the conclusion of her three-day visit to Dimapur, she said the government aims to make the region self-reliant and ensure that the benefits of welfare schemes reach every section of the society.
हमारी सरकार पूर्वोत्तर राज्यों को आत्मनिर्भर बनाने के लिए काम कर रही है हमारी सरकार हर वर्ग के लिए काम कर रही है गरीब किसान युवा महिला और अंतिम छोर पर खड़े व्यक्ति तक योजना का लाभ पहुंचा रही है
Highlighting the vast potential of Nagaland, the union minister encouraged people in the state to promote local products such as handicrafts, handlooms and agricultural produce under the Make in India initiative. She further highlighted the importance of skill development among youth and women and called for collective efforts to make Nagaland a developed state. Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Defence and Central Nodal Officer for PM Sri Schools in Nagaland, Dinesh Kumar, visited the state on February 20th and 21st to review implementation of the PM Sri scheme. During the visit, he inspected Government Higher Secondary School Chumukedima, Government High Schools at Naharbari and Thayakal, and Kendriya Vidyalaya Project Sewak in Dimapur, where he interacted with students and teachers and shared the vision of the National Education Policy 2020 to develop model schools across the country, acknowledging the need to strengthen infrastructure, including classrooms, laboratories, and sanitation facilities. Mr. Kumar assured to take up the issues with the centre. During a coordination meeting with education officials, he expressed concern over declining enrollment and poor transition rates from class 9 to 10 in some schools. He directed officials to prepare school-wise action plan for improvement. Mr. Kumar also called on Nagaland Chief Secretary Senti Yangar Imchen in Kohima. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 131st episode of the monthly radio program.
The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the Akashvani website and the News on Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of the Akashvani, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast.
The India AI Impact Summit 2026 has adopted the New Delhi Declaration on AI Impact, marking a significant milestone in global cooperation on artificial intelligence. The declaration has been endorsed by a total of 88 countries and international organizations, reflecting a broad-based global consensus on leveraging AI for economic growth and social good. Guided by the principle of Sarvajan Hitaya, Sarvajan Sukhaya, the declaration called for strengthening global cooperation and stressed that the benefits of AI must be equitably shared across humanity. Meanwhile, curtains came down on the India AI Impact expert Bharat Mandapan last evening. A special program to honor the legacy of football legend Dr. T. Ao was held yesterday at Impur Mission Center in Mokokchung. The event marked the official renaming of the Impur ground to Dr. T. Ao ground. It was organized by the Ao Baptist Arogo Mungdang in collaboration with the Nagaland Football Association, NFA, and Mokokchung District Football Association. Several dignitaries attended the program and paid tributes to Dr. Ao's contributions to football and the community. The unveiling of the new ground name was carried out by NFA President K. Nibu Sekose. The program concluded with an exhibition football match between NFA 11 and Abam 11, which ended in a 1-1 draw. And in cricket, the Boys Under 16 Inter-District Tournament 2026-27 begins tomorrow. 9 districts are taking part in the third edition of the tournament. Matches will be played at GNR Ground, Sovima Cricket Ground and Chumukedima Village Ground. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.